Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
8:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joining us right now from MassiveSports.com, he is Rock Abaco. What's going on, Rock?
What's up, guys? I am on my way to play tennis with Jerry Coleman. I will report back to you later on how that goes. At least I know I won't have the skinniest legs on the court now. There is that.
Not by a long way.
Just you and Jerry or some kind of doubles in this?
And there will be doubles. There will be doubles.
Okay.
I'm not Jerry's... sure if we're together or opposite, but there'll be four people.
Yeah, Jerry's got the skinniest legs at the Dinosaur Open.
Yeah. He looks like he's walking. He looks like he's walking on a chicken. To be honest, still, with you.
Is he riding a chicken?
I'm playing on stilts right now.
Yeah. I mean, ask if he has a name for the chicken he's riding.
Now, Rock, the Orioles' first half of the season. I can't say it was disappointing because I don't really know what anybody's expectations were. I expected them to win a little bit more, but some individual things happened that really stand out to me. Cedric Mullins being one of them. You're very close to the team. What are your expectations for the second half of the season, either team or individual?
I mean, team-wise, I think it's going to be a lot like we saw in the first half, as long as the pitching stays this way. I mean, that's the issue. You know, the starting pitching, first and foremost, if you have guys that are only giving you 3 to 4 innings a start and you're burning out a bullpen that isn't an elite bullpen to begin with, you're going to lose a lot of games, and I don't know what the solution is that, other than they're going to get John Means back probably in the next series against the Rays, and you hope that he's back to form. I mean, there's no way to really tell from rehab starts. He had another rough outing with Norfolk. He was charged with 2 runs in 3 innings, 3+. But, you know, you're going to assume you get your John Means back, you can at least give you innings, give you a chance to win. But then after that, you know, it's still Matt Harvey, and it's still Jorge Lopez, and for now Thomas Eshelman and Spencer Watkins, and keep it Keegan Aiken, and they'd like to get Dean Kramer back, but it's going to be a while because they don't want to keep him on a shuttle. So this is more just a reset. Maybe they'll bring up some of the kids again later. Maybe Zach Lowther, who had another really rough outing his last start in Norfolk. Alexander Wells. But I mean, these aren't real solutions, at least on the surface, for what's been bothering him. So I think it's going to be rough as long as the pitching stays this way. And then you do kind of focus on the individual. You know, Mullins, I'd expect to keep up what he's doing. Mountcastle as well. We're going to have to start looking at, you know, trade deadline and wondering which guys may be gone from, you know, this group. But I think wins and losses-wise, it's going to still be rough because I don't expect the rotation to magically get really good all of a sudden.
I'm with you on that. I don't see how it happens in any universe right now. Oh, I just see Jerry Coleman's name come across my phone. He's always listening. He says, "We'll see you on the court at 9.
I'm going to pay for this now, I bet.
Oh, for sure. He's going to make you park far from the court. It's like...
Training.
That's beautiful.
I could just talk about this all day.
Really.
Anyway, what do you think about our outfield? Obviously, Cedric Mullins has center field sewn up. I'm assuming Austin Hayes is pretty secure. But what do you think about the outfield? Santander, DJ Stewart, Ryan McKenna. Are we going to see a lot of these guys, you know, to see who actually is going to fill out the outfield?
Yeah, I mean, something qualifies as a team strength and the depth that they have. And finally, they were able. We were talking about it since the offseason and spring training. How are they going to make room for all these outfielders? And then, unfortunately, as people like Brandon Hyde point out, it always seems to work itself out. It did, because you had guys getting hurt, you know, with Stewart and Santander and Hayes different times going on the IL. But now they have everybody healthy. Now the question is will, let's say, Santander, is he a trade chip still? Could he be moved? But it's certainly a deep position. Yuzdel Diaz was supposed to be making his debut at some point this summer. He's like the number eight prospect, obviously came in the Machado trade with the Dodgers, and I found out yesterday he has turf toe, so he's hurt again. You know, he missed over a month earlier this season. We had a quad injury, so they just can't keep him healthy. He's not hitting at all. He was average below 200, but, you know, he was supposed to be a guy at some point over the summer was going to debut, and they're going to have to make room for him. But at least it is a deep position. They've got basically six outfielders right now on the roster, if you count Mountcastle, who's played more first base, but clearly is also an outfielder. So it's deep, and that is like the one area that is a strength for them right now.
Here with Rock Abaco, MassionSports.com. Rock, you brought up the trade deadline a couple of minutes ago. And I guess if you look inside the Kabako crystal ball, am I going to be throwing things at the TV when these trades are announced? Are there going to be any big surprises, in your opinion, with the trade deadline?
I mean, I'd be surprised. Obviously, the whole chip thing didn't work out really well when it comes to Harvey and Michael Franco and Freddie Galvis. I mean, those were supposed to be three right there, and that didn't work out. I just don't see Mancini getting moved, or I don't see Means getting moved. I assume those were two that would make you throw something.
Yeah, Cedric Mullins would also make me break my television.
Yes, and I don't think that happens either. I think you reach a point, and certainly, too, when it comes to salary and controllability, I don't really know, unless you're overwhelmed with an offer, why you would move him. I mean, even in a rebuild, it's okay to keep guys who are good, you know, and who you can envision being a piece moving forward. And you know, Mike Elias indicated as much. This is a guy that's becoming like a face of the franchise. It seems really excited about him in the organization. So, and I don't think a team's going to, you know, overwhelm you and treat him like he's Mike Trout and make you a kind of offer that you can't refuse. I think that's the guy you hold on to as well. Then we're looking at pieces. And maybe Santander, because I know there was a lot of interest in him in the offseason and earlier in the year. He was just, you know, he had the sprained ankle he's never fully recovered from. He hasn't hit the way we were expecting, but he's gotten better lately, I think. I think he's starting to come back. What, maybe it's a Paul Fry, maybe it's a Tanner Scott. There aren't a lot at this point.
See, I expect those guys. I expect those guys to be moved, yeah.
Right, I'm sure they wouldn't mind moving a Pedro Severino, but I don't know what's left of his salary. I'm not really good at math. He's making $1.8 million, and he seems like a non-tender candidate to me because he's, you know, arbitration eligible again. So if you could find somebody that was Pedro Severino, I would think you would go ahead and make that deal as well and just patch it together until Rutschman's ready or deemed ready. But I just don't think there are a lot of moves right now because of the trade chips that didn't work out because it underperformed or they're hurt. I don't think there's going to be any kind of big move that's going to, like, blow back your hair, but if you have the hair to blow
that
back.
That was a shot at both of us.
Yeah, you know, that's messed up. That's real messed up,
I forgot,
man.
What But, yeah, so I don't think it's going to be one of the guys that would make you really get upset or fans get upset that they actually dealt them. I mean, Mancini is such a tricky situation, as he's talked about. You know, that's a big PR hit if you try and move Trey Mancini, let's be honest. Even if there's logic in it from a business sense, that's a tough guy to move.
Hey, let's bank him. When we see him later, let's bank him. Let's beat him up.
I got what he has. Believe me. Just because Bernard Powell drinks, you know, vodka cranberry doesn't mean it's manly. I sent him a big Pollard, I just, you know, it's an inside joke. I sent him to Rock the other day. Pollard, some woman made fun of him. She clowned him in a bar for ordering vodka cranberry.
And she should.
That may or may not be Rock's cocktail of choice. Just
hey, I always decline the umbrella in it, though. I mean, I do have my
weapon. You already have your own when you walk in, so it's fine.
Yeah, right.
Rock, there's a team it's on pace for fewer than 60 wins. Did you think they would do better, or are they about where you thought they'd be this season?
I thought it'd be a little better. I certainly didn't think they were going to contend because, again, I get the whole rebuild and the roster isn't really constructed for that, but I thought that they would be more competitive than they have been. You know, there have been a lot of breakdowns fundamentally, which, again, I know everybody wants to point a finger at the manager, and I say, well, it falls on the players because they're certainly working on these things all the time. It has gotten a little better, but when you can't execute a rundown and you're thrown to the wrong base, missing the cutoff man, those are things you work on in the backfield at the Ed Smith Complex, and you go, you know, they have early fielding drills before BP, things like that, and yet you're still not executing. I think at some point that falls on the players. And I did think the rotation, even though I wasn't expecting, you know, 420-game winners, I thought it would be better. I thought the bullpen had the potential to be better than what it's shown. But again, you know, they've been taxed, and it's hard to put guys in different slots, which is like, you know, the luxury Buck Showalter used to have back in the day. It's like basically, it's like, hey, anybody who can is available might be a high leverage reliever or be asked to close just because of the way this team's built. So I did think that they were going to at least be a little better, you know, on paper than what they've shown.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.